Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Tes, Mishnah Dalit. So we know that on Yom Kippur, you aren't allowed to eat, drink. You can't wash. We know you can't wear shoes. And you also can't anoint. Now what does anoint mean? We hear about anointing. It sounds like anointing a king. Because they used to take a shemir the king with the Shem and HaMishra. Anointing means smearing, like smearing oil on yourself. So Aratan is looking for a remez in the pasuk or a zecher in the pasuk that teaches us that sicha, which means smearing the oil, is the same as drinking. So zakt the Mishnah. Minayim, from where do we learn l'sicha, that anointing, shehi kishasiya, that it's the same as drinking, b'yom kippurim on Yom Kippur. And for the Mishnah, afa b'she'en raya ledavar, even though there's no beferish raya from the pasuk, but zecher ledavar, there's a zecher, there's a remez in the pasuk. Shenemar for the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Tilim, v'tavay chamayim b'kirbay, v'tavay, and it came, chamayim like water, b'kirbay, inside him, v'chashemim b'etzmaisav, and like oil, into his bones. So we see that the pasuk compares smearing the body with oil to drinking water. The Batanura reminds us, although the pasuk, the remez in the pasuk and the Mishnah compares shmearing to drinking, it isn't mamish like drinking. Because for drinking on Yom Kippur, one would be chayiv karis. In the case of shmearing, it's aser, but there would not be chayiv karis.